My water and shit. I'm good then.
All right. Yeah. All right. Welcome back to another episode of No Father, No Problem. This is Chinook, and I got RJ here with me. And
what up?
RJ is under the weather.
A little bit, man. I woke up, my throat's bugging me. Like, I got like mucus in there and shit. But it's like, it happens, man.
Right. You know what? Anytime you wake up and there's mucus in your nose and not somewhere else, it's a good day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yep. So how you doing, RJ?
I'm good. Yeah, I think it's just the weather. I'm making allergies. I got like a headache and shit. But I'm all right. Long day. I went back to school today, so I was up at like 6. Had to get ready, and then I went to school and I had class at like 8:15 or 8:20, and then I had to go to work straight after. Because I usually work on Wednesdays, and I told my boss I'd have class until 9:45. And I'm like, I could still get done, because I do silverware at work. You know, I just roll silverware. It's easy, you know? It's I know. It takes me
when you roll them up, do you, like, lick it and then fold it? Or
No. You don't, like, literally roll them. They go into little sleeves, you know?
Little sleeves.
The work's already done.
All right.
Just putting them in, you know? There's like an envelope and shit, you know what I mean?
I wasn't referring to an envelope, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe you're younger, so you don't remember rolling it. Have you ever rolled a joint?
No, I know what you mean, but I mean like licking it like how you would lick an envelope.
Or licking like you would a joint.
Like you would a joint, yeah.
Have you ever done it?
I have. No, I don't lick. I just it's already made for me.
Modern shit, right?
Yeah. I have like my friends do it, you know?
Oh, okay. Hey, have you ever, I don't know about weed. I'm not familiar with it.
Me neither, no.
You're not?
Okay. Well, not totally, no. I don't
you know a little
do
bit
it
more
as
than
much
I
as
do,
I used
though,
to,
right?
Yeah.
So, I remember people buying weed from, like people who had, like, cataracts or cancer or shit like that, and the government would supply it for them. And they said that weed was really good, the stuff the government supplied. Is that true, or you're not familiar with that?
I had no idea that they supplied it.
Well, do you remember when weed was like new and they were, you know, just starting to accept it, and then the government would give it to patients that were dying of cancer?
Yeah.
And they would supply it and give it to you like in this big thing, like one of those tins for like cookies.
Yeah.
Next thing, it was usually put like needle and threads in there, but these are like the tins, and it was just filled with fucking joints.
Well, like, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they said the weed was good.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Oh. Well, not with that. Like, with that practice, yes, I do know about that. Well, it's true, yeah. That's one of the reasons why they want to make it legal, you know, the medical stuff. It's good for them.
They want to tax it.
Do they?
That's the only reason why they would make it legal, because they can fucking tax it, right?
Yeah, they could make profit.
Between all, you know, behind all evil is fucking money.
True.
The root of all evil is money. No matter what it is, it's fucking...
Yeah, but...
And religion, but let's start off with money. Let's start off on the shadow side.
We don't have a lot of time, yeah.
You don't got that much time.
Well, what's happening, though, is it's not just that. It's also, like, you know, they don't want to because of a lot of people, you know, a lot of the higher-up people saying, you know, that it's like, it makes people dumb and shit. You know, they've had the same argument for years. It's not about whether it's, like, a profitable market. It's the fact that they don't think it's valuable. You know,
hold on. You think the government worries about us being dumber and dumber? I think they want us to be dumber.
Well, that's the argument against trying to get it legalized. What is the reason?
Yeah, that's what they're doing, to scare people into voting no. But they don't care if we get dumber or dumber.
That's the main argument.
I don't get
it. Oh, it makes people, you know, brain cells and shit.
I think when people smoke weed, it relaxes them to the point to where they can think outside the box, you know.
Man, we'd produce some of the greatest music.
Right.
We'd produce some of the greatest...
Art. Sex.
And
porno movies.
Yeah.
Movies,
TV, writing. I mean, it's like, it's in everything.
Imagine if drugs didn't exist, our music would all sound like the Bee Gees. You know what I mean? All of it. Jimi Hendrix wouldn't be there. Zeppelin. Some of those heavy-hitting fucking drug addicts that were able to think outside the box while recording.
Hey, what's wrong with the Bee Gees?
The what?
What's wrong with the Bee Gees, though?
No, nothing's wrong with the Bee Gees. They're not as good as everybody else. That's
true, but I mean, I got a mood for Bee Gees, man.
Hey, what if the Bee Gees smoked weed? That would be better, wouldn't
it? I'm sure they did.
No, well, what if the Bee Gees did something stronger than that? Because weed is a gateway drug, isn't it?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. It's a gateway to Taco Bell.
It's a gateway to fucking laughter and Frosted Flakes. That's what it's a gateway to.
Gateway to Uber Eats. That's what the... I don't know enough about that to speak out of it, but
no.
I think drugs are, I think drugs should all be legal.
Oh, good Lord, all of them.
All of them. I mean, anything. Have it all legal.
A to Z?
Yeah, A to Z. I mean, even the, like the, even the crazy shit.
Are you, really?
Yeah, you know why? Because right now, it's not legal. The government can't tax it. But when you're fucking on the street dying, the government's got to fix you on our dime. If you make drugs legal, and you got those guys that are just, you know, out of high school, and they're trying, you know, trying drugs out, then they get hooked, and then 10 years later, they need help. Well, they've been paying taxes on the drugs they've been buying for 10 years, and the government will be like, you know what? We got a room for you, because you pay, you to pay taxes on those drugs for 10 years, and we, there was a 10% hospital fee that we put on those drugs. Here you go. Here's a room for you, and I hope you get... No, no, I don't hope you get better. I hope it just gets you better, and once you walk out the door, you can continue paying taxes. I think that it should all be legal so that it pays for itself. I've said this before. I think drinking beer, everything should be taxed so that it pays for the problems it causes. You know what I mean? It'd be like, there's a rape tax. Oh, shit. You know? So they should, everything should be taxed so it pays for itself. The reason people are after the fucking people doing it is because they're stealing and, you know, it's illegal.
Right.
Imagine the jails would be fucking empty because the drug, you know, no one would be in there for drug use. They'd be in hospitals getting better. What do you think about that?
Wow. I mean, in a perfect world,
that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I think that would work, but nobody would get behind it because they're too scared.
There are too many good ideas in America. I'll tell you one thing.
I think that system is already in play with fucking Pfizer and all these companies. You know, that system's already in play. Their fucking drugs are as bad as the street drugs are, but we pay taxes on them. So I think the system is 80% there. You just gotta tweak it a little bit so they add a 10% for the drug addict fee. You know, and then when they're out there on Oxycontin all fucked up, hey man, don't worry. We built a whole hospital based on your fucking money.
Oh,
you
know what I mean? Using like a piggy bank and shit.
Yeah, exactly. I understand. Yeah. So it'll be like, there'll be like rooms where you go to like constantly shit. Like the girls will be there to be, you know, telling their fucking stories and getting over, you know, like, you know what I mean? Fix somebody. No?
Right. No, yeah, no, I'm with you.
All right.
What do you mean? Like, I'm asking because I just don't know. But what do you mean, like by Pfizer and stuff? Like, what do you mean, like it's already bad?
Well, like Oxycontin.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff's legal, right?
Yeah.
So, this is what I've heard. It's legal because it works and it does the job it's supposed to do.
It's a painkiller, right?
Yes, when consumed correctly, you're supposed to get it, digest it, and it releases 10 hours of, you know, fucking. Painless.
Yeah.
You know, but people get it, put it over here by their molars, and they crush it. They crush their molars, and they take 10 hours of pain relief in one dose. That's where it becomes addicting. So, that's already in play. They pay taxes on it. So all you gotta do is add 10% to that. And so
you're already... Oh, wow. Yeah, I understand. So would it fall under the same category as how when I broke my clavicle... They give you fucking narcotics?
Yeah.
That whole ass bottle of narcotics?
Well, they should tax it in case you got hooked.
Yeah.
Because how good did you feel?
I didn't feel good at all. I freaked out.
No. But when you took the medication, how good that feel?
No. It didn't feel good.
It didn't feel good?
No, it made me hallucinate.
It was too good for you.
It was too strong, yeah.
You know why?
Why? Because my tolerance was too low for it.
Yeah, that's not a gateway drug. You need to start with weed and work your way up, do a couple of bumps at the club.
It wasn't in my blood, yeah.
Yeah, and you work your way up to that shit. You start off at the deep end, I think it freaked you out.
I took a shit and I was like, seeing shit.
You're like, at what point do I suck a dick?
And it only helped the pain in the sense that I was too worried about the fake things I was seeing instead of my pain. Yeah, but no, I took it twice and then I had the bottle in my room for like years.
No shit.
And I just ditched it.
Dude, if you would have brought that up on the podcast, someone would have broken your house and shit, huh?
Yeah, well, I threw it away.
You threw it away, right? It's not in your possession anymore.
I was cleaning my room and I threw it out. I'm like, I don't need this here. It never occurred. Oh, I never thought about it. I just never threw it away.
That's good. You don't have that drug addict mentality. That's good, RJ. Because drugs are bad, man.
And I didn't even like... No, you're right. And
yeah, drugs are terrible.
I didn't even like when I quote unquote did weed. I guess like I never like smoked like regularly or anything. I never bought my own one. I did one time. There's a whole story about that. But that was it. Like, I never...
If I was your mother or father, I would be okay with you smoking weed.
It's a little bit.
No. Any amount of weed, I would be okay with it because... What are you going to school for? Theater major, right?
Yeah,
you need a lot of weed, man, to perform. So I think that's right up your alley, dude.
I'm actually thinking about changing my major. I don't know if I didn't tell you this. Yeah.
Why? What was that?
I don't know. I'm getting kind of a... I don't know. This is...
Are you not enjoying this journey or what?
Are you not
enjoying the stand-up?
I don't know. No, I'm enjoying it fine, but I'm thinking about... I was thinking about how I'm going to be able to juggle that because it's a very hard thing to make as a full career.
Let me ask you this. Are things getting serious with the girlfriend and you're thinking about a future with her and you're like, how can I do that?
No.
And do this at the same time.
It's got nothing to do with her.
No, okay. I would think that you were becoming like fuck, I gotta have an income, you know, a solid income
to move
in and, you know, to live the family life.
I'm not thinking about that shit at all. I'm more worried about me first, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's not selfish. Not me, but like, you know, where I'm gonna be. Like, I always tell her, I'm like, I'm not thinking about that until I have a job and shit.
You know what? I think you shouldn't doubt yourself. And if you didn't do it 100% because those are the only people that make it. If you go 100% into it.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. But the thing about it that I was thinking is like, it's such a difficult thing. Like once I'm out of school, it's like I have to rely on that as my source of income.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard to like be able to make a living.
Now let me ask you this though. See, I like to pry and you know.
Go ahead.
So
let me tell you where I got to, and then I feel like it's going to be an answer to anything you might say. Let me give you the whole.
I asked weird questions, so maybe not. But go ahead.
Let me give you the whole thing.
It's a weird question. Go for it.
I'll give you the whole thing.
All right.
So I was thinking about that stuff, and then my friend is applying to work in this school district. As a custodian,
mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, maybe I should do that too because it makes good money. So I was looking on the district website and I was looking at openings and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll apply. And then I was like, oh, like aides, you know, substitute, and like all these weird, like all these, you know, teaching positions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and then like I don't know, it's the weirdest thing. I got to thinking about it and I'm like, why don't I just fucking be a teacher like my parents? Mm-hmm. Why don't I just do what my parents did? Hell, it's in my blood. I mean, they both did it. My sister is going to be a teacher. A professor, I guess, which is different. But I'm like, if I already know that I'm capable. You know, I used to help them in the classroom. I've been in a classroom with children. Mm-hmm. Like, I have experience. Like, I kind of know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
My mom thinks that I'm good with the kids. I'm like, why don't I just do that? And then I have free range to still do other things on the side, like comedy or like
mm-hmm.
acting and stuff. Because it's like I will feel more secure, and it's something that I know I can work with. You know,
I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, I've been on this podcast for I don't know how many years, and one time I think maybe more than once I said, well, good idea is to go to school, get your degree so you can become a teacher. And then go out and do what you want to do. And if it doesn't work out, you can always fall back on your degree and you're good to go. You know? I always said that in the past. So I do agree with you. That's good. That's good. You know? But at the same time, if you're really serious about making it big, I think that you're already down to yourself and you're not 100% in. But if it makes you feel comfortable, that's good. Did your mom tell you that she's going to kick you out of the house soon? Is that what it was?
No.
No?
No.
See, that's the thing. You could live with your mom forever. Your mom would not want to kick you. You could be like 40 years old and shit. And then fucking like dragging Angel in a wheelchair to the liquor store or something. You know what I mean? You could be at home forever. She loves you. Not like us Mexicans. They're like, get the fuck out of here, you know? You could be at home forever and you could work on your stand-up and your acting career and everything else. You have the tools to do that shit. You know, not a lot of people do. A lot of people have to become a teacher and then see side when they can do the stand-up, you know?
But if I don't want to have to abuse that, though, you know?
No, just tell your mom, hey, mom, can I live forever? She'll be like, Sonny, you never have to leave. I love you.
She'll never. She won't. You don't. Do you know my mom?
I know your mom, but I think she'll be okay with it if you tell her that. Does she want you? You think she wants you out of the house? Did she ever hint at it?
Of course she'll want me out of the house at some point.
At what point is that? When you're comfortable? When?
Before I'm like...
When you have two kids already in your room?
Before I'm like... Yeah, and I'm putting them on the chair and shaking it and spraying the water bottle and shit. No. Like at least... I mean, I would think before I'm 30, I mean, that would be like the ideal thing. Way before that, probably.
Yeah.
I have people... There's people I know that... You know, live with their parents, and they're like 28 and shit. I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna be like that.
Today was your first day of school, you mentioned.
Yes.
And did you change your major?
No.
Not yet.
No, I'm gonna make an appointment with my counselor, and then we're gonna talk about it first.
You know what? Let her know about your parents. You probably already are a teacher and don't know it.
No, yeah.
You're already qualified, right?
Oh, probably.
Like, here's your degree, sir. Go ahead.
They're like. They're like, oh, really? Like, I mentioned their name, and I'm like, the Danielle. yeah, that's right. They're like, all right, there's a classroom. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, like,
27 fucking 5-year-olds are clamoring for you right now. Mm-hmm. Hell no, dude. I don't know. I wouldn't teach, like, lower grades, though.
What's the lowest?
The lowest I would teach is, like, 5th grade. I want to teach middle school or high school. That would be my goal.
At what age can you slap a motherfucking kid?
Middle school.
Middle school. Yeah, you're allowed to fucking beat the fuck.
You could slap a motherfucker.
You could slap a motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh,
man. I needed to be slapped. I wish I was slapped in middle school by teachers. Not by bullies.
Well, you'd be a fucking senator right now. They would have slapped you around, right?
Yeah, dude. I wish I was slapped around. I deserve that shit.
You know what? Back in the days, you always hear like... people saying, oh, when I was in school in Mexico, the teacher would hit you with the ruler in the hand. I mean, they would fucking discipline you, and they was allowed, you know?
Yeah.
They were cool with it. Yeah, I think if you have a teacher and you trust them, sometimes you got to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? But, you know, I would say.
Yeah.
A fucking ruler, you know?
Ruler that's to the, a little bit.
All right.
Go old school. Bring back the dunce cap. What happened to the dunce cap?
No, that's too much. I think pain works better. Fear.
Too much?
Scare the shit out of them.
Dude. Humiliation. These kids in middle school, growing child in adolescence, middle school and high school, what is their greatest fear? Humiliation. These kids, I'll tell you, because I'm one of them.
Yeah.
They get up in the morning, and they're making sure that they have the cool pants and the cool shirt and the cool, you know, everything, and that they look good and shit. And that they say things that are funny and all this stuff, and they have their moment in class and blah blah blah. These motherfuckers need is to be humiliated in front of each other, and they're fixed, because that's their personality. The thing, the worst part about middle schoolers or any kid that is not at the grade that they think they are at thinks they're already there. So they do so they do shit that they think they can and act cool because. They can't wait to be old already. So all you got to do is turn it around to them and fucking embarrass them, and they're done.
I would agree with you, but we're trying to fix them, not fucking make them go crazy.
We'll fix them.
And have them show up and shoot the place up.
We're
not trying to push them to that level,
It will
pull
fix them.
Put them to the side, get a ruler, slap them in the head, and say, motherfucker, I'm going to kill you. I'll go back to your seat.
And then they'll say, I'm going to kill you, and then they'll go and shoot the school. They'll have fucking reason.
I think putting them a humiliation in front of their peers is nuts. I think they'll be embarrassed, and they'll be like, who laughed the loudest? I'm gonna shoot him first. That's what I fucking think.
But like, real talk though, what would make a kid want to shoot up the school more? A teacher who humiliates them in front of the classroom, or a teacher who fucking smacks them around?
I think a parent that doesn't give their kids the confidence to take shit from school. I think you got to start at the root. I always say start at the root. You got to raise kids, and you got to be tough with them, slap them around, and, you know. So when they go to class and someone makes fun of him, he's not going to cry. He's not going to cry. He's going to just fucking blow it off and be like, hey, life is hard. If you don't teach your kids that life's going to be hard, they're going to go to school, they're going to humiliate them, and he's going to go home, get the fucking gun, take it over, and shoot them. So I think it starts off with the parents. I don't think it has to do with the school. You know, the schools and teachers, they could put a lot of pressure on these kids. But if they're fucking raised hard, it doesn't fucking matter, you know? Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter. So that's what I think. That's my opinion. And my thing is always, let's start at the root. You know, people are like, we got to get the homeless and we got to give them homes. Well, how did they get there? Let's start off fixing that fucking problem, you know what I mean? Let's talk to Pfizer and say, hey, man, let's not make $10 trillion this year. Let's just make $2 trillion. And that's how these pills is fucking people. You know what I mean? That's what I would start. But it makes too much sense. That's why it won't work. And you can't tax that.
Right.
We got to be able to make changes that
can not
be taxed.
That easy. Yeah.
We got to make changes that can be taxed, right?
Yeah.
Like if tax season is in, right? Have you done your taxes yet?
No, not yet.
So
I'm still waiting for a form because I invest.
Oh, you invest? Yeah, All right.
I need the other form for that. Whatever the fuck.
So let's say you have a child, right?
Yeah.
And you go and you do your taxes, and your child has an FS class. Be sure to get money back. No fucking money back for you because your child fucking failed. So no money for that. You're not doing a good job. You shouldn't get the credit. And I think when you fucking you pinch that nerve and you get a response. That's what I think. That money, fuck with them. That's my thought.
All right. Gosh, you
what was that?
You run a tight fucking ship sometimes, dog.
I try to. Yeah. I try to, but right now I sound all tough and shit. I think if my wife was here with me,
she wouldn't let anything you say.
She would water it down, you know what I mean? You know, water it down. I always try running a tight ship, and my wife, I think with my head, my wife thinks with her heart, and I think between the two of us, we get a good combination to where the kids don't go crazy, you know, so they have discipline and love at the same time, you know. So I think that's the way we ran the ship over here. But that's what I think, man. We gotta stop fucking walking around and treating these kids like fucking, like we can break them, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking slap them around and give them shit. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. You're right though, because about starting at the root though, because these kids that have that are fucked up and shit, you know, you always. That like shit up schools. When they interview the parents, what do they say? They all say the same shit.
Mm.
You know, we never thought. No, they went. Mm-hmm. But then you look in the proof's in the pudding. Mm-hmm. These kids don't talk to their parents.
Yeah.
These kids, you know, there's always the quiet ones. You know, the quiet. And it's like, have we not like learned anything from that?
Or you ask the neighbor, they look like a perfectly good couple.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they have fucking 13 slave kids in their fucking basement and shit, huh?
You never know what's happening unless you fucking investigate.
Yeah, you gotta do the root. Like you gotta go to the root. Like whenever you come in and you're in a bad mood and you don't perform well, I go to your house and I kick Angel's ass. And I come back and I'm like, let's see if he gets better next week.
And I kind of like, wow, I feel great.
I feel great. What'd you do?
He left me some Tampico on the fridge this time.
So I got a call today from Jose Jordan. He's my immigration lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sound cool saying I have a lawyer.
So we got an update on this now.
Yeah, we do. Well, I got a few updates because we missed two episodes.
Yeah, I'll explain about that once you're done.
So. So let me go back.
Okay.
So I get a phone call from a paralegal or just, you know, somebody that works for him. He goes, hey, so this is what we need. I got my transcript from school. Send them in. Cool. My dad's name is on the transcript, so that's what they needed. And then I get a call saying, we need your father's birth certificate. I go, well, his death certificate is there, and it shows that he was born in this country. He goes, no, we need his birth certificate. I go, shit, man, where do I get one? And they go, well, we don't know. I go, okay, let me figure this out. So I call the state where he's from. He's from New Mexico. I call the little town, Socorro. I go, hey, I need a copy of a birth certificate. Can you help me out? And over there, there's a lady there that just sits there and waits for the phone to ring. The town's so small, there's nothing going on. You know what I mean? Nothing going on. So you call and the first ring, hello? Hello, can I help you? And then she directed me somewhere else. Then they gave me a website. Fucking went to the website, fucking easy as shit. Went over there, like six clicks. And when I saw that, the first, I have that mentality, you know, that I shouldn't have, but I had the mentality like, fuck, that was so easy to get a birth certificate. I'm gonna find in the Yellow Pages someone's name that's pretty close to my buddy's name, about the same age, and then I'm going to input it and see if a name comes up. And then get that birth certificate. Give my buddy, hey, you're a U.S. citizen now, you know? That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, but first thing that came to mind. I go and I click and I fucking request it. $26. $16 for the thing, $10 for shipping. I don't know what it was. So they're sending it over. I call my sister. I go, hey, do you have a copy of my dad's birth certificate? Yeah, because my sister and my mom live together. She goes through the old files and she goes, yeah, I found it. She took a picture, sent it to me. I emailed it to the lawyers and it's in their hands now. So now I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the good news. Like, hey, you're a citizen now. Everything's worked out. Or, you know, I'm waiting for that call. They call me today and they're like, the lawyer needs to speak to you. And this whole time, this is fucked up. This is how negative I am. This whole time, I'm like, man, I hope I get that phone call from the lawyer. And he's going to tell me, hey, things are going good. Everything's moving along. We just got to fill out this paper. But I get a phone call from his secretary saying, when are you available to talk to the lawyer? He wants to talk to you. And I go, you know what? Call me after 4 because we're going to record today. And the first thing that comes to my mind is like, oh, it's bad news. Why do I fucking think it's bad news? The whole thing in my mind was he's going to call me up and tell me things are good. And the minute he's going to call me up,
you think something bad's going to happen?
It's going to be bad. Why is that? Why do I always go there? And like right now, I'm stressing out, wondering what he's going to fucking say. Look at my sweaty shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just wondering what he's going to say, even though this is the way I pictured it. He's going to call me up and be like, Shanook, hey, everything's in order. We just need to sign some paperwork and then we're all good to go. I think the worst. I think the fucking worst, and that's fucked up. I gotta work on that.
I'm with you, dude. I would be the same way.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm a fucking stressed out. I think what it was is I had such high hopes for this. You know, I was like, man, it's gonna all work out. You know, he got all the paperwork that he needs.
But you have no reason. Exactly. You have no reason.
I wish I had control. Like, you know what I do is I know I have some terrible ways about me. Like when I stress out about things I don't know, I catch myself and say, this is one of the things you need to work on. And this is you at your worst right now. You're so stressed out over nothing. You need nothing. And you're so stressed out. You need to fucking work on this. Stop and absorb it. You know, just remember where you're at and absorb it and fucking deal with it. Because this is you at your worst. You should not be stressed out over this. You know. So I'm trying to work on myself. Especially at this moment right now that I'm fucking stressed out. I'm trying to make myself realize, hey, man, it's going to be okay.
Exactly.
But I can't do that, aren't
you? I know.
I can't do that. Look at how I'm fucking sweaty.
I know. It's easier said than done.
And then the alcoholic side of me was like, if he calls you with bad news, hey, just go have some drinks. You got some drinks. I'm not drinking during the week. I said that. And I'm fasting right now. I fasted for 18 hours from 19 hours from 5 to noon. I didn't eat 5 p.m. yesterday to noon today. So I've been doing really well. And I'm like, the alcoholic side of me is like, all right, if it's gives you bad news, you'll be able to use this as an excuse and be like, man, I tell my wife, man, I'm having a bad day. He just gave you bad news. I'm going to go have a drink. And my wife would probably be like, okay, go ahead, because she feels bad for me, right? And then on the other side of that coin, I was going to be like, hey, he called me up. Everything's working out fine. Let's go celebrate and have some drinks. That fucking alcoholic in me is like, yeah, we found a way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I need a lot of fixing.
I'm not going to help you then at all. Because tonight I was like, I'm going to come back here later. I'll take you with me. So you can go drink.
Right?
But you can't, yeah.
You know what? I don't like that place. I don't like that girl was like, the all you can drink is for 2 hours. I'm like, what the fuck? That's not what they told us last time.
Yeah.
But I saw the rules and it is for two hours.
They just changed it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, and it's far and.
Because
I want to go see you.
I could take you.
You can?
I could.
What time is it? What time are you leaving?
It's at 8, so. I'd leave at like 7.
Okay.
Sign ups are at 7:30.
I'm getting a phone call from the lawyer today at 4, and I'll let you know if we're drinking for the good or for the bad.
All right. Let me know.
Yeah, man. So that's my immigration update right there.
That's gonna swing by my dad's later because I gotta pack my stuff. But
all right, cool.
All right.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
You know, I'm with you though. I get it. I'm the same way.
Yeah, I stress out a lot about stuff. And you know what's fucked up is that I can't practice what I preach because I tell everybody that. I go, shit, what's the problem? You know, don't worry about it. You worry about it. And it's easy for me to say that to people. But for me to practice that, I'm
in the same boat with you. I feel it's way easier to tell somebody to tell somebody to not do something, but then you yourself like, oh, I don't gotta. It's kind of a hypocritical thing, and I've dealt with that a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like that, you know, yeah. And I hate that.
Yeah. Well, so what's up, man?
Nothing, man. Just.
How was your Valentine's Day?
Oh wow, I got right. Oh, so let me explain what happened with the episode last week. We couldn't do it Wednesday.
And it was Valentine's Day. It'd be fucked up. That's right. You're like, I got to go with Chinook.
It was Valentine's Day. Oh, babe, I got to go. No. It was Valentine's Day for one. And then Thursday, Angel and I was out doing shit with him because he needed car stuff. But he had to get like his, well, he was changing his brake pads. And then, I don't know, maybe you could tell me what it is if I describe it. Okay. He took apart his, he took his tire off. And, like, that plate around the wheel.
The disc.
The disc, yeah. He got those...
Cut.
Sanded or some shit. No. Sanded or whatever
the fuck. They cut them. So...
They cut?
The pad rose up against the disc. So that when you hit the brakes, the pads put pressure on the disc to slow it down. With time, that disc becomes uneven. So when you buy a new pad, you're going to be putting a new pad on a disc that is uneven.
Yeah.
It's got lines in it, and you know, so you got to get that disc and you got to get it cut so the surface is nice and smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth pad, smooth disc, that's what it's supposed to work. What he did. So you're allowed to cut them like three times before you got to replace them, because then they get too thin and shit doesn't work out. But go ahead.
Yeah. So he got those cut. And then I'd take him to the place, and then we got lunch out there, and then that took a
while. Did he not work that day?
No, he was on vacation.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I forgot why, but he was.
All right, because when he said that, I was going to be like, shit, let's go have some beers with Angel. I haven't had a beer with him for a while.
I know, yeah, no, that was last week.
As long as he doesn't listen to the podcast, I think I can still drink with him. The minute he starts to listen, I can't drink.
He doesn't even listen to many of the podcasts. So.
All right.
I was going to say he doesn't know what it is, but he doesn't know what it is. I'm just kidding. I love you, Angel, if you're listening. Hopefully you're not, though. So, anyway. So, Valentine's Day, so then Thursday that happened, and we were out all day and stuff, and then it just, you know, I asked you if you could do Friday, and you said no. So I was like, all right, fuck, I guess. And then the weekend.
What did I say?
You said no.
But I don't know. How did you say it the first time? No.
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 No. I said no because I was drinking that day. It had been a whole week that I didn't drink, and we drank that Friday.
Where?
Max's.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that used to be the spot now to go to.
Right. Yeah. That's the spot.
So I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Go ahead.
We're at Max's. We went there Friday.
Uh-huh.
And walk in, and I tell the bartender, Augie, go, hey, man. I go, who won the Super Bowl pool? He goes, your buddy. I go, who? He goes, I go, Felipe, the bald guy. He goes, no, the other one. I go, Ray. He goes, yeah. I go, no shit. I go, how much you win? He goes, $500. I go, oh, that's fucking awesome. And then Augie goes, hey, don't forget to ask him for the $10. Because they didn't have cash. So I fucking gave him, you know, for Felipe, $10, $10 for me, and $10 for Ray. And we all got in the pool. So I paid for Ray's ticket, right? So he wins. I fucking text him. I go, hey, bro, you fucking want over here? Come get your money. He goes, oh, I'm at a bar in Corona. Can't make it. He goes, can you ask him to, can they give it to you? And then he goes, Zell it to me. I go, all right. I go, well, yeah. So they fucking gave me his money. And he goes, all right, Zell me half. He let me keep $250 for the $10 I gave him. That's fucking awesome, right?
Yeah.
So that was fun, man. That was fucking cool. Showed up at the bar and fucking $250. That's not bad. For a $10 investment.
Hell yeah. Damn. I got to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
your Valentine's?
So Valentine's Day. Well, what did you do?
Where'd you guys go?
We, I'll ask you what you did after. Did you do anything special or?
Well, so, but my wife wanted to have sushi. She's been wanting to have sushi for a while, right? I come home and we're both, you know, we're not young. We're a little older, you know, and she's like, you want to go out? And I'm like, you want to eat sushi? We'll go eat sushi. And we ended up going to there's a Chinese place here in San Bernardino by Azusa by the Home Depot. That's fucking really good. Townsend. Really good Chinese food place. She goes, let's go eat Chinese there. So we went over there and we had Chinese, came home, we started watching a movie. She fell asleep the first 10 minutes of the movie and that was it.
What movie?
check this out, man. So I'm going through like Netflix, and then I go, oh shit, Monk. You know, Monk.
Yeah, Monk.
I'm like, oh, let me check this out. And I started watching an episode two. I'm getting to grow like it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
So you watch fucking an episode of Monk. And I go, man, I'm fucking, how old am I, man? What's that? Matlock is next?
So, man, Gomer Pyle and shit.
Yeah, man. What about you? But it's all right. I enjoy it. It's, you know.
Yeah. They just came out with a movie. A monk movie. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you got to check that out. Let me go through the shows and then I'll watch
the show.
That next.
Yeah.
So that's all we did.
Yeah. Hey, man. As long as you did something. There are couples who didn't. Older couples who haven't done anything?
Yeah, yeah.
For years.
I went and bought her flowers on the way home, and that was it.
That's it? No other form of celebration? Or?
You know what? No, because I'm kind of glad.
Really?
Yeah. I was tired that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, she would have...
Even if she wanted to, you wouldn't tough it out?
Or? Oh. I always tough it out.
Oh, you always tough it out?
I never say no.
But she did it that night?
No, they did not. No. She did show interest on the way home.
Uh-huh.
And then when we got home, she fell asleep.
Nah.
And then I'm like, all right, cool. She fell asleep. Then I tippy-toed out and let her fucking sleep on the recliner and shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so... But I would have toughed it. I always tough it out. I always tough it out, no matter what, man. I could have... Could have just taken a shower and jerked off, and then when I get out, she's like, "You want to fool around?" And I go, "Fuck it, let's round two. I'll make sure I fucking, you know what I mean."
Give me like 2 minutes.
like the dude says, "There's another round. There's another one in the chamber. Let me just get some Jack in a Box. I'll be back." I don't know why he always says Jack in a Box. I don't know what it is about Jack in a Box. He gets them going and shit.
That's like his point of reference for everything.
I don't know. He gets a little Jack in a Box and he's good to go.
Yeah, I'll be there. Give me one Jumbo Jack and I'll be there. Yeah.
Give me a Jumbo Jack because I'm going to get a Jumbo Truck right now.
Yeah, Jumbo Truck with wrench.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I had planned this out like a month ago. Like January, you know, I wasn't in school for 2 months.
Yeah.
So my brain was like thinking fast. I was like already thinking about gifts and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of spare RAM.
Just getting, yeah.
The RAM was just there doing nothing, right?
I had so much available fucking storage up here. You know, I was so good. I was running smoothly.
There was a mouse on the wheel and two sitting down on the bench.
Yeah.
I don't know if you needed to jump in, eh?
And the two mice were there. The mice on the bench were lifting weights and shit.
No, they were shooting each other in the butt with fucking steroids and shit. Put us in, coach. We're all pumped up.
Yeah, they were just chilling on beanbags up there, you know? I was like, all right. And
we like, the time off has been nice, huh?
Like playing Pong and shit, the Atari sticks. Anyways.
They're like, oh, there comes Angel. Jump on the wheel.
Wait. Angel, that's what a podcast is. Get on the wheel.
Get on the wheel.
Faster. He keeps calling it a broadcast. Faster. Anyway, I had planned because she had told me in the past multiple times how badly she wanted a picnic.
That's awesome.
Take her on a picnic. And that was like, you know, we've been together for, you know, a year and a half, and I haven't done that for her yet. So I was like, all right, I'll do it. But I didn't, you know, me, I didn't think of a traditional picnic. I'm like, I mean, you know, I think because it's Valentine's, I'd rather pick something that I know she likes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of taking chances.
Doesn't have to be a fancy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look, you know, my girl, she likes McDonald's, bro. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Why don't I get McDonald's and put it on some fancy plates and shit?
There you go.
And then we just chill.
Or like, get McDonald's, get the burger, and, like, separate it. And then, like, so she can, like, make her own burger. like buffet style McDonald's.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, she comes by, and I'll take some of this and some of that. There
just,
you go.
Just, you know, like, I'm not going to do, like, a security board. I'm like, I'll just fucking get a burger and chop it up and then put it on the plate.
Toothpicks, yeah. Those fancy toothpicks. A little flare up there.
Yeah. Like little umbrellas and shit.
Whoa, take it easy. Easy.
So I went to eBay like I do for a lot of my problems now. Because you and I share a love for eBay. And
we respect it.
We respect. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'll fucking get
salute
up.
Salute that.
Salute eBay. And so I went to eBay and I was looking at picnic sets, like picnic you know, baskets and backpacks and all kinds, you know, picnic at Ascot and shit like that.
It can
get
pretty expensive. They got some good stuff out there, right?
It's good, but the shipping is fucked because of how big it is. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, 20 bucks, but 55 shipping. I'm like, motherfucker. So, I'm, you know, I spend a good time. I'm looking. I'm going all the way down and shit. You know, sellers that aren't even responding anymore. I'm looking and looking. Like, old ass listings. And I find this listing that it's a backpack. It's a backpack. It's made from Picnic at Ascot, mm-hmm. the brand. And it was like, like a blue backpack, and it came with a blanket. And it was for two plates, two little glasses, two knives, two forks, two spoons, the napkins, a little like wooden tray, mm-hmm. and little salt and pepper shakers.
Nice.
And I was like, perfect. I got it for $26.
Nah, shipping. That was how much?
That was total with shipping.
No
it
shit.
Was 26.
Oh shit! That's good.
Because I always, you know, it says make offer. I jump on that shit. So I made an offer to lower the price a little bit, so that way with the shipping it'd be even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's what I do for my anything that has an offer. If the shipping is high, I just take off a price from the regular that would make it with shipping reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. Got accepted. It got shipped out. $26. It came. I got it early, so I had it for a while. Came with the blank, everything. So, and I'm not telling her what we're doing. I'm not even telling her where to go. I'm like, you will get an address some point in the day, and then that's when you'll leave.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I was playing. I wanted to be as mysterious as possible.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I'll just do McDonald's. I'm talking to my boss at work. She's like, you got to get something nice. Like, go to Sprouts and get, like, one of those pre-made meal things they have. I'm like, I don't know. Like, what if she doesn't like it? Like, she's not going to, you know.
Your boss is telling you this?
Yeah.
All
right. Well, one of my managers, yeah. She's not the main one, but anyway. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stick with because in my head, I was like, yeah, McDonald's. But I'm like, is that, like, not romantic? I'm like, of course it is because she likes that. She'll appreciate it more for something she knows she's going to like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why I ate this up. Let me tell you why I made a good decision.
Go for it.
So the day rolls around, and I get paid, and I have, like, after my check, I have $1,200.
Nice.
Because I've been saving up.
Nice.
And of course, now that most of that money is gone because, you know. But anyway, it's cool. This is how I should be living my life.
The way that I said is all that money's gone because, you know what they say, this dick's not going to suck itself.
Because you know what they say, Ipe. I'm loaded and I'm like, all right, let's fucking go for it. So I had already... A few days prior, I went to See's Candy and I got a pound of fucking See's Candy in the heart box and shit. And I gave it to her 2 days early. I'm like, you can have this now.
Mm.
And that chocolate's already gone. So I did my job. Which, by the way, that was a hellish fucking experience. I thought going 3 days before Valentine's Day was smart.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck no, it was not smart.
Over here at the mall?
No, I was at my dad's house, so the Montclair Mall, usually dead-ass fucking mall. God, it was packed. I was in there for like an hour and a half, dude.
No shit.
First, I'm not even lying. I got in there, and first I was going to be a cheapskate, and I was going to buy one of the little pre-made ones, like a small tray, like 10 bucks. I'm like, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on this. You know, what if she doesn't need that? And then I was looking around, and I was like, fuck it, let me just do it. Like, I have the money. Like, what am I worried about?
Right? You live with your mom.
I live with my mom, so I'll just do it. So, I do have expenses. But so, I get in line, and then I get out of line to go look again, and then I get back in line. So, I've already restarted the process a few times. And I'm back in line, and I'm waiting. God, these people, you would think they're making, like, life decisions here. They're fucking making a chocolate box, and they're standing there. And it's the same three people for, like, 20 minutes. Same three old people looking at the glass. God, it's like...
And then they pay with a check.
Yeah, they ask if they have checks they can write on. They get her in a fucking jar of coins, like Kramer. He's getting the pennies out of his pocket to pay for the calzone and shit. So, I'm waiting, and I finally get up, and I'm like, I've never done this before. I'm going to be the person that I just yelled at in front of me because I don't know. I haven't done this before. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do a pound in the heart box. The heart box is going to be an extra 10 bucks. I'm like, fuck it. Do it. A pound. I'm like, how much is a pound? She goes, it's going to be a lot. I was like, all right. So I pick a few. She's like, you still have a lot left. I'm like, really? And I'm like, before this, I texted Madison. She kind of... it was kind of a dead giveaway what I was doing. I was like, what kind of chocolate do you like? She goes, oh, like anything. She was like naming candy bars, thinking I was at the store or something.
Yeah, right.
I was like, more specific, like, do you like nuts? Do you like fruit and shit? And she was like, no, whatever you get, I won't eat it. I'm like, no, you don't understand. And I had to straight up tell her, like, no, like, be more specific. Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking chocolate, you know? And she got it, and she told me, I was like, all right, this is what I thought. So I got some things that she knows she would like. And I got one for me in there because, you know, I'm going to share it, I think. So I picked some things for me, and then I you know, the ladies give me suggestions, and we're having a nice chat. And then, bam, I finish it. I pay for it.
What was the total?
And it was like 49 or some shit. Yeah. But what I expected, you know, it was 40.
When you asked her which clock is she like, and did she sound like Street Fighter? She goes, Nougat. Nougat.
Hanougat.
Nougat.
No, she.
Oh, you can't. Like, what the hell? It's not on here.
I'm not seeing that one. No, they.
It's next to the Nougat.
She actually. I'll tell you what she doesn't like. She doesn't like peanut butter.
I agree with that.
Oh, fuck. I love peanut butter. Reese's is my favorite candy. I have so much. I cannot get enough. I love Reese's.
You like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah.
Do you make your own?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I do when I make my own. So I grab my white bread and I put it in the toaster. I toast it lightly
a little bit
so that it doesn't rip the bread. I get a spoon and it's got to be chunky. It's got to be some peanut in it. I don't do creamy. I like the chunk. I'll get the jar and I'll hold it sideways, right? I'm not holding it up. I'm holding it sideways, right?
Yeah.
And I'll put the spoon in sideways and I start to spin the spoon inside of the jar. And as I'm scraping away, I pull out like out of the spoon, maybe fucking 3 inches tall on the spoon of pure peanut butter.
Yeah.
And I'll throw that on the bread and I'll do that again. I mean, I think a regular size jar of peanut butter lasts me 4 sandwiches, maybe 3, because I put so much on there. And then I use the raspberry jam.
Raspberry?
Yeah.
You and I are on different pages.
How do you know? You should try it.
I fucking hate crunchy.
You don't like the nuts in
there? No, I don't like nuts. I don't like the nuts.
There's nougat for you.
I like it. I'm good with, I want smooth peanut butter, and I want like strawberry jelly.
Is this smooth peanut butter because it's easier to spread?
No, I just don't like the crunch.
You don't like the crunch?
No.
What do you drink with that? Orange juice or milk?
Milk.
Okay, I can do that too. I like orange juice too, but like milk's cool.
Milk's fine, yeah. But you know what I do? I take it a step further. So let me tell you my dream sandwich right here, okay?
All right. All right.
This is when I'm feeling fat. This is when I'm...
Listen up, folks.
My big stomach people out there.
He's laying out knowledge right here.
So here's what you do, right? First
of all... Oh, no, we're due. Time's up, RJ. Yeah, we'll have to save that for another day, fat people.
Here's what you got to do, right? First, you need to go out of state. Either you go out of state or you go online. And you get yourself a jar of fluff, okay? My East Coast people are going to know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So
Is that a brand of peanut butter?
It is. No, it's a brand of marshmallow spread. It's called fluff, right?
All right.
So it's called marshmallow fluff. It's like a marshmallow cream, okay? Here's what you do. You get... 2 slices, and I'm talking like a bigger sliced bread. There's a brand
like some of that Texas toast.
Yes, that's a good. Yeah, that's a good example.
You get a slice of that and fucking clean your restroom with that shit, like a sponge and shit, right?
Yeah, then you can leave it in the bathroom and do it again next week.
Yeah, that shit. You can clean it in the dryer and you sleep on it at night under the pillow.
You fucking make the white walls, make the yellow walls look white again with that shit,
right?
So, put some grease around it. Either Texas Toast or there is this particular brand of bread. I like my bread big. Mm-hmm. I like bigger pieces of bread. Wonder Bread's, I don't like that tiny shit.
I agree because then you gotta eat 2. If you have some Texas Toast, you make 1 right the first time.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I like nice big bread for 1. And what you do is there's 2 ways you can do it. This is like the regular way, not feeling too fat, okay? You get your smooth peanut butter on one side, and then you get your marshmallow fluff, and you could do jelly too, but I just do marshmallow and peanut butter. I don't get too crazy. Mm-hmm. And then you would before that you lightly toast the bread just like that, and then you're done. That's perfect.
Does that bread fit in a toaster?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or do you got to do it like on the comal?
No. I don't have like a pop up toaster. I got like a toaster oven.
Oh, that's so okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I use a toaster oven. Yeah. You still got an old school pop up toaster?
Yeah. Interesting. You know what?
I don't think my life ever had one.
We got a little bit of everything here. As time goes on, my wife's like, I need a air fryer because the food is comes out better, and then we don't use oil. As time goes on, we bought every fucking thing.
I love air fryer.
She's up at 2 a.m. watching infomercials. I know I'm gonna see a bill on the fucking on the credit card. What did you buy last night? And shit. I got all sets of Ginzu knives, Shokuzugi knives. I mean,
Hadouken knives.
Nice. Yeah, and so. Yeah, I have the toaster and it's somewhere in there next to the ninja and the ninja
and the magic blender. Bullet.
The magic that's in the bedroom, huh? Man hooked up to the 240 outlet. that has to have an electrician just run 240 to that bedroom. Are you putting air conditioning in here? No, sir. Just don't ask no questions.
There's like 20 hamsters on wheels back there.
Just run the outlet. Right? So
go.
And then, fuck, we ended up way over here. You were the picnic.
Yeah.
We were off. Fucking,
I'm sorry.
We're off base there.
Let me finish. Here's the fat version of what I was talking about, right? Nougat. So
how do you spell nougat? I'm gonna put, but like the way he says it, so we put it on the podcast. Nougat. How many U's is that, Doc?
Well, nougat is N-O-U-G-A-T.
N-O-U-U-U-U-G-A-T. All right.
Nougat.
All right.
So
and then it's gonna be parentheses in Chinese voice.
Yeah. So here's the fat version really quick of that sandwich, right? Yeah. So you take your bread and then you butter one side of the bread.
That you're, so that's extra right there.
And then you do other side is peanut butter, other side is fluff. And then you have that ready and you fry up some bacon. And then you slice some bacon, you cut that in halves, and then you have that ready. And then you put that on the sandwich and then put it on the pan. And then you make like a, you know, you grill it up and then it's melty and your arteries are clogging.
Is that still happy. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
That is better.
That is better.
Yeah.
You know what? All the things that you put in that, if you were to remove one, it wouldn't be a peanut butter and jelly. It would be like a bacon and egg sandwich.
Yeah.
If you put that back in and remove something else, it would be like a fucking something else, you know?
You've got
so many ingredients, you can use those to make something else.
Yeah.
Right? You're eating and it falls on the plate, and then you look at the plate, you're like, oh shit, I made that.
It's like it turns from like 3 a.m. to 9 in the morning. Like you've gone from late night snack to breakfast, you know?
There you go.
But no, you can do it with jelly too, if you like warm jelly, but.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But yeah, that's. Anyway.
So
that's my picnic, yeah.
Your picnic, yes. In fact, we lose track in
we're running all the way around
the
circle.
So. Did you get McDonald's?
I did.
Did you cut it in little pieces?
No, I didn't cut it up.
Oh, why did you do that?
I didn't do that, but let me tell you. So. I'm not done with the prep, so I get the... because I said See's Candy. Fuck, that's what happened. It's sort of this whole thing.
Yeah.
So I got See's Candy, and that was done already. And I had I went to Hallmark, because there's a Hallmark by my dad's house, and I got her a card, one of those big ass cards, like mm-hmm. the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got her a little plush piggy with wings and an arrow, like a Cupid pig.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a
Cupid.
And then I got a birthday card for Olivia because her birthday was coming up too.
Okay.
Her birthday's the day before. Valentine's Day the 13th.
Okay.
So happy late birthday, Olivia. For our viewers out there, and listeners, I mean. And so Olivia's birthday is coming up, and I got that. And I get all that stuff, and then the morning of Valentine's Day rolls around. So now I have to really start working toward this plan. So I go to work, and then after work, I go to the Eastland Center, and I buy flowers because support your local vendors, and also. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
First, I go to Target because it's the only place where I can get, I can use a Capital One ATM machine.
All right.
Sorry, ATM. Yeah. True story, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the only place you can, Capital One ATMs is fucking Target. So I go there, I take my cash out, and then I buy flowers. $25. They're huge. Huge bouquet, I mean. It was gigantic.
Where'd you get the flowers at?
Outside Eastland Center.
Oh, so the vendor's out on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a woman there who, she's like, my mom and her, like, my mom always gets flowers from her and stuff, who's usually out there. But it was somebody else because, you know, they're all competing on Valentine's Day. Oh, but she was standing where she normally would. And so I parked and I got out and it was 25. It was huge, and like the stems were still long, and it was like a good.
Yeah, but it's still moist. Yeah, you know? They don't look like they're gonna die anytime soon.
And there's like sweat, real sweat on it.
Oh, there you go.
Blood,
because it came from a sweatshop. But yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. And you had a little thing in, like a little stand in there. Perfect, and it wasn't just roses. It was like roses and like palms and all kinds of, you know, like baby's breath. Like it was perfect.
A tombstone in there and shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And there was like a
all-purpose flowers.
and a car that said "Miss You, Grandma." No, anyway, and so I took that and I paid, and then I had to drive all the way back to Claremont because that's where we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So because that's it, just worked out for me.
So you went to a park in Claremont.
Yes. So first,
how was the weather? Was it raining?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, was it?
It was a beautiful day.
All right. It was.
You know, we've been in this weird like. Cold and like rain and clouds and
like
shit.
The sun was shining right through the cloud, yeah, and hitting you
exactly. You're like what the sun fuck? The sun was out, but it
you're
was
like, I got a sunburn today.
It was like, oh, it was like cold, like a little cold, but the sun was out.
All right,
so it was perfect. I'm like, just wear something long but nice, because I wore like a long sleeve shirt and I wore a button up shirt and
right, you know,
I look good.
All right.
And I spray. She got me cologne for Christmas. I put some of that on. Mm-hmm. I don't forget. I'm in the bathroom and shit.
You slapping it on?
That's
the way the Italians do it.
Yeah.
You gotta slap the cologne on.
Oh yeah. I spray it to the area and I just fucking
beat yourself up and shit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Fucking punish myself. Anyway, so I go home and I get all set up and then I take a shower and I clean up and I do my hair and I dress up and everything. And she's still at school, and she's about to be off. So I'm like, go home and get ready, because I'm still not ready. I still got to go get McDonald's and shit. So then I pack everything up, and I write in the card, and we got these Pillsbury Valentine's cookies that are ready to bake, mm-hmm. that we were going to bake together. Mm-hmm. But I was like, we didn't do that yet. So I just baked them myself, and I put them in a little Tupperware to take with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I loaded up the backpack, and I brought a speaker, and I brought my guitar, and I brought...
The guitar. See, though, that's awesome.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
There.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
That's...
It's getting better, right?
Yeah.
And I bring some waters, too, and then I go to McDonald's, and I spend almost fucking $30 on McDonald's.
Jesus.
Because inflation's fucking up that place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we paid $54 for a porterhouse at Northwoods Inn today. They were like 48. Went up $5.
Fuck.
$5, $6. It went up. But, like I told the guy, I would rather the price go up than the quality drop.
Go down, yeah.
I hate those places. They're like, hey, we're still $1.99. I go, yeah, but the fucking size of the burger is like a fucking quarter.
Like brands that make the quality of their products lower and change ingredients so they can keep the same price.
Yep.
What was I reading about, like, how it was chocolate doesn't have, they don't use cocoa butter anymore. They use palm oil.
Oh, shit.
So, but it's the same price. I watched a video about that today. Yeah.
Gatorade's bottles used to be 32 ounces, and now they're 28.
28.
And then if you look at the bottom, it's got like a little rim in the bottom, because, you know, they make them look the same, but it's got a little base on the bottom now. And it wasn't like that before.
I remember when I was in grade school and shit, you get the big ass one with the nipple.
Yeah.
With the nipple top and shit. Yeah. You get like the liquor store, like the ribbed. It looks like a fucking condom.
Right.
Like a rib, like the rib sides.
I have the Voltron dick, please. You walking out, Voltron, like, thank you, RJ. thank you.
Oh, my God.
I come to your planet for blowjobs. Okay, go ahead.
And so I got McDonald's. I spent $30 at McDonald's for... four double cheeseburgers,
mm-hmm.
and two large fries and two large drinks.
What's the difference between a double cheeseburger and a McDouble?
McDouble has one slice of cheese and two patties, and a double cheeseburger has two slices of cheese and two patties. So you're paying for the extra slice of cheese on the double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Yeah. I like the McDoubles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, fuck it. I'm going for the gusto.
Oh, yeah, right?
Fuck yeah. Give me that piece of cheese.
Yeah.
So then I do a curbside order. So I order it, and then I drive over there. And it's not far from my house, so I go there. And then I pull up, and the guy rings. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. Can I get some ranch and some barbecue, you know? He's like, I got you. He goes in, and out walks the manager. And she's like, they're very butch looking, you know?
Yeah.
I had to say that because there's like a certain type of people that run McDonald's and it's...
When you say very butch looking, or can you just say fucking butch looking?
Fucking butch looking.
Fucking butch looking. Like, when you say very butch looking, like, you're like, oh, she's transitioning. But you make it sound like, yeah, she fucking transitioned and she is...
Or let me give you... You might know who I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
With the kind of person it is. So it's a Mexican woman.
Mm-hmm. The one that killed Selena.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you know, like big... Like
the real Griselda.
Like big and has like a, you know, they usually wear like the baseball cap and the chain and shit and like the gauge ears or whatever. Or like they have like a comb over and their hair is short. Yeah. But they happen to have just gigantic fucking boobs that make it look, the whole thing look out of proportion.
Right? You're like, what the fuck?
I'm like...
You're like, are you a man trying to be a woman or a woman trying to be a man? It's you, like, know what you don't get it, right?
You know what I mean? Like basically just like a prototype chola lesbian, pretty much. You know?
All right.
It was one of those. And I
like, gave a chola went to prison and she liked the sex. Like that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah.
So then she brings out your food.
No, well, the guy brings out my food and then I asked him for sauce and out walks, you know. Yeah, whatever her name.
You don't have a funny name for her?
And I'm trying to think of it. Damn it, I don't know. I can't think of a gender-neutral Latina name. But anyway.
Juana?
Juanita?
I don't know. Juan, the guy's name. Is it Juana?
Juana?
Juan. You gotta get a little pause.
Yeah.
Juana?
Huh? Yeah.
So when you see them, you're like, you're not sure what they're going to respond to. Juana? Did she respond to the first part or the second part?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jose... Fina?
There you go. Longer pause. Yeah.
Jose.
And like your eyebrows got to go up a little bit and you got to show that little like...
Fina?
Fina's neck. There you
Fina,
go.
Fina, yeah. There okay. you go. All right. So Jose, Fina, walks out and she's like, listen, if you want to get sauce, you have to come in and buy it. It's 21 cents each. I'm like, motherfucker, what?
And that first guy was all cool. Don't worry, dog. I got you, bro. Like that smooth guy.
I bet you he was cool when grabbing it and she fucking caught him.
Or maybe he walked in and said, what a dick.
Get a load of this guy.
With flowers and in his car. And,
and with a button-up shirt. He can afford it. She's like, yeah. I'm like, are you going to make me put that charge on my car? 21 fucking cents?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, if you want the sauce, yeah? I'm like, fuck you. I'm getting out of the car. Yeah. So I get out of the car and I buy, like, you know, four each. It's like $1.20. I'm like,
right?
I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you made this profit, McDonald's.
You know what you should have done? You should have, when you paid for it, it says, is there a part where I can leave a tip? Well, go ahead.
It would have been badass.
Yeah.
So I do that and I pay the stupid dollar and I put in the bag. And then I drive to the location. And I'm like, all right, leave now. Leave now. You're good. And at this point, I didn't know which park to go. There's so many parks in Claremont.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't want to go in near the house. I'm like, why not? Let me just do it. And this park.
Imagine you're up by your house and your dad passes by. He lowers the window. Nerd!
Gay!
He sees you there with your guitar. Nerd!
You're still not getting any. Not my house.
I want my shirt back, fool.
So I go there and I set up and I grab everything and I make like two trips from the car to the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a big shady tree and it was perfect. I lay the blanket out, I get the plates out, I get the food, I unwrap it, I put it on the plate, I put the fries on and they get look on nice. And then I get the glasses out and everything. I was going to transfer the drink. I was like, I'll leave it there first.
Yeah.
And then I lift everything and I got the cookies out and I put the card on there with the little toy and I just sat there.
If
and
I passed
waited.
By, I would have robbed you. That looked good. Motherfucker, give me the fucking cookies.
You would have sat down like, oh, I'm ready. I
would have passed by and said, hey, if I eat that, you're guaranteed sex. I guarantee you sex, right?
If you don't show up, I got you.
I got you.
I'll suck it. Just give me some McDonald's.
I'll be in the car there. Give me the sign. Call me Nougat.
Nougat.
Come here, Nougat.
So, and then the final touch.
She touched you.
Yes, no.
Should be the final touch. But go ahead and ruin it.
She pulls up. I see her car. It goes and she loops around and parks. And then I get turn my speaker and I start playing Al Green.
Al Green. You know? What song?
Let's Stay Together.
All right, all right.
You know, guaranteed that if you want pants to fall off, you put on Al Green. So it happens. So I...
I'm glad you put that music on. You're an old soul. You would have put some fucking The Backstreet Boys. Imagine you... that would have been... You would have ruined it.
She's
watching... Backstreet Boys makes guys' dicks soft.
I want to...
It ruins an erection.
I wanted to make a moment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's nice.
I wanted to walk up like... No! Save! Right? Like, that's not gonna... Anyway. So, she starts walking up and I'm, you know... And she's walking up and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I did it. I'm like, I did it.
Yeah. You're like, I'm fucking cool.
Yeah. I'm getting it out. I'm so in love.
And then he goes your dad, nerd.
Nerd.
He keeps going by all day, huh?
Dad, go home. And so,
did she like it?
She walked up, and I'm surprised even after I gave her the address, she didn't know what was happening.
Oh, all right.
And I see her walk up. She starts walking, and then I'm like looking at her. I'm like, what? She's crying.
Oh, because she got lost? Really?
She starts walking, and she's crying. And I'm like, she's like, I hate you. Like, I knew you were going to, you know, I knew what was going on. The second I pulled up, I'm like, and we hugged, and it was great. We had a great time.
So she said, I knew what was going on the minute I pulled up. Yeah, because she has eyes and can see, right? That's funny. That's a funny statement.
Yeah.
I knew the minute I got here what was going on. I go, well, we weren't hiding it.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Imagine. It took me 20 minutes to understand what's going on. I'm eating the Big Mac, but I'm not sure.
Like she she walked up like, what? And then started crying after the fact. No, it was, she was already, you know. And so we had a great moment. It was great. Had a great time.
That's awesome.
Sat down and we ate together and we were talking and I played some songs for her. And also forgot to mention, I went to Target that day too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, to get my money. And I also got, I got this thing where, because we're going to be in the park. I'm like, let me get something for us to do. So I get these, it's a ball and it comes with these two pads you stick to your hand with Velcro on it. So you throw the ball and you catch it.
Oh, you play catch, yeah.
So I got one of those at Target. We played with that too.
So it's like a glove, but you don't really got to catch it. It's kind of just like put it in front.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a pad that straps to your hand.
They sell those a lot at the Special Escus.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's easier for the kids to catch.
Right.
Throwing is the hard part.
Yeah. The aiming is, it's fun because, you know, you jump up and you got it. So we were playing with that and it was fun.
That's cool, man. Time. That's good, man.
Worked out. My plan worked out swimmingly.
That's awesome.
So then that night, they were doing an open mic at First Amendment. And I was like, I can't go tonight. I got, you know, I'm busy. We're doing stuff. And then she ended up leaving early that night because she had school the next day. I was like, I'm going to go do a quick set then. It was like 9 o'clock. It was getting kind
of... How'd you do it? The
it was getting kind of late.
Are you getting more comfortable there?
Oh, yeah.
You know everybody?
Yeah.
Bullshit. All right. Trying new stuff out?
No. I haven't...
Perfecting old stuff?
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
So I haven't written new stuff in a while. So, okay.
All right. We're already done. You have anything you want
to... Well, really quick, let me tell you...
Oh, okay. I thought it was over.
No.
I don't want to hear about the sex, dog, all right?
No.
Because that's going to be another, like, 3 minutes.
No, it's only another 3 seconds. I'm just kidding. No. That actually did not happen. But she left, and I'm like, let me just go do a quick set. You know, it was like getting late. I was like, let me just go do it. So I show up, and they were like, he's late. He showed up late. He's whatever. And
so you get along with that good over the people.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, there he is. I'm like, can I go up? Like, whatever. So I go up. And they said, they're like, hey, listen, the crowd, like, sucks.
The what?
The crowd sucks today. Like, they're like, I don't know what's going on. But, the center was this whole table full of dudes.
Well,
like, oh
it's obvious why it
they
sucks.
They didn't want, yeah.
Because they're there because they can't.
Because they can't get anything
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, fuck, poor guys. I'm like, don't bring it out. Just get out on me.
Yeah. It's so, like, people said, hey, today's Valentine's Day, and it's also Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
I go, oh, can we call it Ash Wednesday?
Ass.
go home with a little caca in your forehead. Hey, I have corn on mine. What's going on?
No.
All right, go ahead.
And so
there you go.
Yeah. And I go up and I just fucking bomb. Like, I absolutely bomb. Because they sucked.
Yeah,
they were quiet as fuck. And they left at some things. But it was like... And I heard other comics, too, go up. It wasn't me, dude. It was them.
Yeah.
And one of the comics, Kyle. I love Kyle. He was like, mid-set, they got quiet. He was like, you're good, bro. You're good. It's like, they've been like us. You just got here and you're killing it. Don't worry about it. I was like, thank you, man. It was rough.
And, you know what? But that's good. You need that. You need to go through shit like that. You know, because what I say, people learn from the bad times. You don't learn shit when things are going good. You don't. Just enjoy them. You learn when shit's going wrong.
If it always
goes
right, what are you going to change? What are you going to learn?
Exactly, yeah. Right. You're like, nailed it. And so, all right.
So that happened. And I was like, all right. And then I talked to them. I was talking to the comics. I just went home. So right. I was like, I'm going there tonight.
It was a good day. Hey, that's awesome that you fucking went out of your way for your old lady like that. That's cool.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nougat!
I'm glad that I did that.
All right. We're out of here. Shit. We're giving them back those 10 minutes that we missed from that other episode. So I think we're even now.
Yeah. Well, we missed one. So they get extra this week, too.
There you go. All right, RJ. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.